We're glad that you're here this morning at Grace Bible Church, and I'd like to draw your attention to our series that we've been doing from Ephesians chapter 4 on walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. And we've made it down to a brand new paragraph in this chapter, beginning at verse 25, where it says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." There's a new standard that takes place when a person comes to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We put away our own standard and we take out God's standard. And I think it's so important for us to understand that the new standard is way different than our standard. I mentioned in Sunday school about the fact that this week I had clipped on my side for 2 days a tape measure. And I looked very official with my tape measure that I had. And I went down to Halls, and I was measuring some stuff that I needed to pick up and so forth like that. I had it on my side. And when I was a kid, I used to be impressed by people with tape measures. They had these special leather cases, you know, that they put their tape measure in, these carpenters. I thought that was the neatest thing in the world. So I had my tape measure on as I went in there. And you know, one thing about a tape measure, it never changes. Unless you run over it or break it somehow or whatever while you're using it. It never changes. You don't get to pick and choose. You know, today I think an inch should be a little bit longer. I think I'll change that on my tape measure. No, the tape measure remains the same. And this point is this: wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are all members one of another. We're members one another of Christ, the perfect standard. And so we have a responsibility when we communicate with each other to tell the what? Truth. We don't lie. We don't stretch things. When we go fishing, if the fish was this big when we got it out of the boat, when we get it home, it's not this big anymore. All right? It doesn't have a gland problem. It stays this size from the time we caught it to the time you eat it. All right? You don't change it. And we live in a lying culture. The culture is geared to lying all the time. You catch it all the time where these politicians stand up and they put a microphone in their face. They're lying, 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 lying. And we are not part of that culture. Amen? We're not part of that culture. We're in a different culture. We tell the truth. Why? Because Jesus Christ is truth. That's one of the ways that we show to this world, this sick, dark, dying world, that we are worthy, not because of what we are, but because of who Jesus Christ is. And so let me encourage you, if you want to walk worthy of the vocation that God has called you to, put a check on this right here. Make sure you're telling the truth. Telling the truth. Telling the truth. Whenever we open our mouths. Thank you.